love that music. And it means only one thing. It's time to check in on the Bryant Park blog. It's our second life, if you will, right, Laura?
Third life for some people.
Yeah, yeah. We get really shift. I'm pulling fourth shift. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Laura Conway is here. She's our esteemed online editor. Laura, what you got on the blog today?
Well, what I have coming up is the final video report that Allison and Company did out at the Sundance Film Festival. It's with a guy named Jamie Stewart. He's going to be on the show a little bit later. And what he does is he makes movies at film festivals about movies about film festivals. Allison, can you help me?
Yeah, he's kind of interesting. He's somewhere between the reporter and the filmmaker himself. He tends to make films about sort of the business of filmmaking, whether it be red carpet premieres or junkets. He makes films about junkets, but also participates in them. And same thing with the film festival.
Sounds like he's just digging around in a pile of snow in the Albertsons parking lot. That's what I
get. Yeah, that's
here.
That was my favorite part. It's like, hey, we're going to go meet this filmmaker who makes films about films. We're meeting in a grocery store parking lot by the giant snow pile.
Nice.
I just go where they told me to go. So.
That's right.
And we're happy to report that a couple of people we talked to this week at Sundance and had video and interviews with Nanette Burstein, who did American Teen. She's gotten a distribution deal. And also Mark Pellington, who's just setting the world on fire with Henry Poole is here. And U2 3D, we'll be putting up the trailer for that later on the blog.
Excellent.
We've got the six-word memoirs, which are just going nuts. And I'll read a couple. And then I have a couple of rejects, sort of in the theme of the New Yorker rejected cartoons.
Okay.
So we're not going to do. One of them is Stupid, Learn Some Stuff, Smarter, parentheses, maybe.
Said
nice.
By
nice, Mark. Nice, nice.
Was Born, Is Living, Will Die.
That's true for everyone.
Direct.
Anonymous. And I'll give you a couple that I'm not going to run because they're not really memoirs, but I love them. If I Only Had a Brain from Will G.
Regular listener. Hi, Will.
Thank you. Want Something Profound? Read Fortune Cookie by Breyer.
Good advice.
Okay.
Good advice.
Okay.
But not a memoir.
Not
right,
really a memoir.
Right, right.
So, aim
what
high,
was,
you guys.
What was yours, Laura?
Mississippi, Maine, New York, Added Family.
Nice.
It's very nice. Nice. To remind people, there's a magazine that's been collecting. There's actually a book out where asked people, esteemed writers, to sum up their lives, their memoirs, in just six words. And we put this on the blog, and it's exploded. You guys are very creative and had to have had interesting lives.
It's super cool. And six words is enough to do something interesting, to tell a little story, not go too far, but get deep enough.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would be possible, but the best of them are actually really lovely.
Yeah.
And lastly, I have a couple of new pictures from this guy. We found the guy who took the pictures of Romeo the Wolf, who kept running off with small dogs in Juneau, Alaska. There's a slideshow that ran earlier in the week. It's an amazing picture, a huge wolf with a pug in his jaws. We found the guy. He still wants to stay anonymous because he says that animal rights activists have been giving him a hard time about having the pictures. But I just posted a couple of amazing pictures of Romeo the Wolf from him. Check them out. They're on the blog.
I've actually petted a wolf, a wild wolf.
Really?
I was doing a story, and it was really scary because they're so beautiful, and then they open their mouths, and you're thinking, oh, you're not an Alaskan husky from down the street.
Do you still have 10 fingers? Let me see.
I do still, although he did, he grabbed the hat off my head.
Really?
And then I had a ponytail, and then he grabbed my ponytail.
Right.
Scary.
Which is scary.
Which was really scary.
Yeah, I have one of those, too. That's scary. Don't grab that.
Yeah, don't grab them, especially when you're a wolf.
Did it have a smell?
No, but it's, you know, it was one of the things where I really wanted to look at its eyes because they were so beautiful, but I knew that was a threatening gesture. So I spent a lot of time sort of furtively glancing because he was so beautiful.
That's kind of like in Hollywood when you do an audition, they say, do not look into Tom Cruise's eyes.
Hollywood's full of wolves.
I'm glad you got the joke.
Exactly.
On our blog, you can look
the
right
alpha
into
pack.
You can look right into this wolf's eyes on our blog. The pictures really are amazing, and I just love that we were able to find the person who did it and that he sent us more stuff. So, Anonymous, thank you.
All right, Laura, how can people interact with our show? There's many ways these days.
Many ways. npr.org/Bryant Park. We're there all the time. You can come yak with us. twitter.com/BPP, where you can find out what's seriously going on.
What is this Twitter thing?
Everybody, on it right now.
Everybody loves Twitter. It's a new hot thing. What is it?
People talk. You get an account and people talk and you sign up for each other's feeds and then you can see what the people you're following are saying. So we've got really quite a nice little crowd going on there. There's also twitter.com/Bryant Park, which is a little almost forgotten feed of all our stories and all our posts. Check them out.
Laura Conway is the BPP's web editor and we love her.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks
and thanks
me.
Everybody for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.